Once the locker room pep talks are over, the players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. Find us online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned for the Highland Community College pregame show and your starting lineups, brought to you by Taco John's.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, scrambler breakfast burritos, spicy chorizo breakfast burritos, potato ole scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Hey, welcome back. We're in McLeod, Kansas, where the crowd diminished since the first game. Apparently, the Rides has traveled very, very well because a lot of their fans have gone. More Helmet Academy fans are still here as the ladies' game now getting ready to go. The guys' game had been first. And, of course, in the second contest, it'll be MHMA, and they'll be paired up against CARE Paravel Latin School. Good to have you back with us, everybody. Joseph! And Joseph back at the CARE Radio Sports Studio. He's taking care of things. Thank you very much. Tom Kautzer here. And CARE Paravel Latin School, the Lions, under head coach Brian Ewing. Had a nice visit with coach before the ball game, asking him how the season was going. He says, really not as good as I hoped it would. He says, we're not playing as well as we can. He says, but what we are is a very, very young team. And you look down this roster, and, well, you're going to see he's exactly right. And let's just look at the starters for CARE Paravel, shall we? They do start a senior in Jaylee Barkley and Lauren Drum. They've got a junior, Tess Ewing, a sophomore, Allison Schwartz, and one freshman, Gracie Babbitt. So those are going to be the starters for the Lions. For Mar Hill Mount Academy and head coach Luke Knoll, they're going to be starting Zoe Steck and Hope Banowitz, Scarlett Bagley, Hannah Coker, and Bethany Urban. So, Ravens will be the, looking out on the floor, they will be the home team, kind of like the guys were in the first contest here today. They're going to be the home team for this one. Getting ready to introduce the starters with a public address announcer, and it's an opportunity for me also to remind you that tomorrow night we're going to be continuing the high school basketball games here in tournament week one, as we will be at the Oskaloosa tournament tomorrow. So join us for a couple of games from Oskaloosa. It's going to be first game at about, I believe, 6, and Joseph will correct me if I'm wrong, and the second game maybe 7:30 or so, just after the first one is done. Then we've got basketball coming up through the course of the week. Benedictine College is going to be at home on Thursday night. Friday night, we'll be back at tournament action. Saturday, we'll be with the Ravens in Oskaloosa, Iowa. Okay, Oskaloosa, Kansas, Tuesday. Oskaloosa, Iowa on Saturday. And we've got games on CARE Radio, starting with yesterday. What, 6 of the next 7 days, something like that? So lots of hoops going on here on CARE. Glad to have you along with us for that. Again, having a nice visit, you know, a brief visit with head coach Brian Ewing, his assistant coach Shane Barkley. And his team, I said, Coach, you've got really good size, and they are. They're very, very tall. I mean, they've got, he said, yeah, he said, we've got some really good athletes. He says, when they get things figured out and get this thing kind of put together, he says, I really am of high hopes that as the season goes on and by the end of the year, this is going to be a pretty good team and a team that's going to represent itself very, very well. And that said, we'll see if that begins here tonight. I'll tell you, nothing else. The Lady Lions are a loose bunch. They're out there having some fun. They're smiling and happy, and they look like they're excited to get underway with this one here today. Coming into the center circle is going to be Scarlett Bagley for MHMA. And she is going to be in the middle and jumping against Gracie Babbitt, the freshman, who is about 3 or 4 inches taller than Scarlett, maybe. We're set to go and hope you enjoy it. The ball is up the tip of the way, and Lady Ravens are going to control it down. Here comes Zoe with the basketball. We're underway. Again, MHMA in the home whites with gold and black lettering and trim. For Care Paravel, that is black uniforms with red and white, very Benedictine Road-like looking uniforms. Here's a feed down to the baseline. The turnaround shot is going to be up, and it will not go in. And a rebound is going to be cleared down by the Lions. We're up court with it, a half a minute in. Care Paravel over to the right side with it. They're going to look in the middle, That's Tess Ewing. Feed over to the left side, fading away. The turnaround shot is going to be up, halfway down, no good. Rebound tipped out, and it's going to be rescued by MHMA. The outlet, Banowitz drives and travels, but the basketball is going to come back the other way. 7:15 to go here in the opening quarter. Still looking for our first point of the ball game. Care Paravel up the floor. They'll take it deep into the left corner. Lady Ravens in a little player defense. Out on top, we're going to get a little turnover. Oh, they're going to say she was juggling the ball, so there's no travel. Back it will swing over to the left side. It's going to be Allison Schwartz. And now to the right, losing a little concentration on the ball, taking her eye out for just a moment. It's going to get away down in the corner, and MHMA is going to have it back in play. Ravens will bring it up the floor. Here's Bethany. Skip pass over to the left. Gets away for a minute. Zoe's able to rescue the basketball. Now she's trapped down to the baseline. Her feet across into the lane. It's going to be banded free. Stolen away. Cut up over the basketball. It's going to be Care Paravel. Cross court. The shot from underneath. Then a whistle and a foul. And two free throws coming up for the Lions. Fisher will walk over, let us know. Zoe's going to pick up a foul. It'll be her first foul of the ball game. And coming to the line for Care Paravel is going to be Gracie Babbitt, the freshman. She sends it up and sends it in, and we've got our first point of the evening. Gracie Babbitt will hit the first of two. Sends a second one on its way. Knocks it right in there. Care Paravel has taken an early 2-0 lead. Now full court pressure applied, and it's going to be lost. It gets away and gets out of bounds, and the official right on the spot. Had a good angle on that thing. It's going to belong again to the Lady Ravens. Good hustle over there by Lauren Drum. Here comes MHMA. Lady Ravens down the floor with it. Scarlett will take it into the lane. Here's Hope, dumps it over to the left side. Bethany Urban sprints around to the right side, looks inside, stops there, comes back out on top. Looking in the middle is going to be Hannah. She'll dish it over to Zoe. Steck feeds underneath. Scarlett puts a shot on his way, and it won't go, and the rebound is going to be lost out of play. It's coming back in again to the Lady Ravens. We're a couple of minutes into the game. 2-0. Care Paravel with the early lead. Zoe Steck will inbound. Out on top, Bethany Urban goes for a three. It hits the rim, won't fall down. Rebounding it away is going to be Care Paravel. And back up floor with the basketball, they're going to come. Rack around to the left side with it. Got Sawyer Schwartz in the game. Now here's a baseline three. Launched in short, but getting her own rebound. Care Paravel is going to save it. A runner in the lane, off the backboard, and good. Count the bucket for Allison Schwartz. So Allison Schwartz has her first 2 points of the game. Morehill Mount Academy. Pass comes out on top. It's going to be batted away. It's loose on the floor. The dive from the ball. And nicely saved by Bethany. They'll kick it over to the left side. Steck will come to the baseline. She gets run into and bumped hard. She is okay, and we'll have a foul against Care Paravel. the whistle is going to be the first out of the ball game by freshman Sawyer Schwartz. And again, Coach Ewing is talking about young players. Yeah, very accurate. Here's a three for Hope. Off the back glass, not going to fall. And the rebound is tipped down. It's still on the floor. And nice job of covering up the basketball by Scarlett. Looked like a fumble on the five-yard line, but she had both hands on it, held on tight, and held into possession, but award the ball to the Lady Lions. 5:10 to go and rolling along here in the opening quarter. 4-0. The lead belongs to Kara Paravel. Over to the right side, Tess Ewing. Feet to the right block. Shot up off the window and good. Kara Paravel. And just into the ballgame is they are rotating in a lot of players. That was Emery Huber, a sophomore. Raven shot up, no, and the rebound comes up over the top of the backboard. It'll come again in to Kara Paravel. So Emery into the ballgame just for moments. And hits her first 2 points of the game. We have the three Schwartz sisters on this game. You've got freshman Sawyer, sophomore Allison, and junior Sage. Here's a shot put on its way. No. Offensive rebound. Pulled down underneath. Follow shot. Good. And a turnaround bucket off the left side. It's going to be good for Sawyer Schwartz. And suddenly, Kara Paravel has exploded to an 8-0 lead over MHMA. And we're going to get a timeout taken by the Ravens and Coach Knoll. We're taking a break. 4:19 to go, opening quarter. Kara Paravel, 8 MHMA scoreless.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christine McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years' experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Well, as we come out of the timeout, it is Lady Raven basketball, and Murray Home Academy is going to be putting it in play. It's going to be knocked out of the hands of Urban. She's able to recover it, get it out on top of Zoe Steck. She rotates around to the left side, and Murray Home Academy has gone to the bench and has brought in Nora Keckner. So Nora is in the game now for the Lady Ravens. The feed over to the baseline left, and as the shot goes up, we will have a foul called. Nora Keckner's in the game, and being fouled there, coming to the free throw line, we are going to see Catherine Peisch. Catherine and her brother sporting the same number, kind of keeping that 20 in the family. To take her time, the freshman eyes it, throws it up, and it won't go in. One more free throw coming up for the Lady Ravens, and now we're going to get another substitution coming into the lineup as we're going to see another freshman into the game for Coach Knoll, as it will be Carly Kramer coming in. Second free throw by Catherine. Not going to fall. Carly rebounds, pushes up. Nope. And this board this time is going to be battle board, jump ball called. It'll belong to the Lady Ravens. 3:53 to go in the first quarter. Kara Paravel leading it here 8-0. It'll be put in play by MHMA down to the baseline. And doing the inbound work is going to be Nora Keckner. Brings it in. Left side three-point shot. It's going to be up and good. Bethany Urban. But the Lady Ravens on the board. It is 8-3 at 3:40 to go here in the first quarter. The feed in the middle, nice little backdoor pass, but then mishandled. It gets away down to the baseline. Kara Paravel is going to turn it over. MHMA back up the floor with it. 3.5 to go in the opening quarter. Urban has it. Little hook pass in the middle of Kramer. Carly drives it down. She's keeping a good eye on the ball as she dribbles, and now it's going to get away. Loose on the floor, kicked out of bounds. And it is going to be Lady Raven ball. Thought he was pointing the other way for a minute, but apparently no. Lady Ravens bringing it in over to the right side. The shot is up. Won't go for Hannah. Rebounding it down, Lady Lions. Flying up court with it. Emery drives, kicks it left side. The shot off the backboard and good for Allison Schwartz, and she's got four. It is 10-3. Care Paravel, and now they'll slap the up court pass out of bounds. Touch last by Gracie Babbitt. Morehill Mount Academy putting it in play here on the near side. And again, the inbound for MHMA by Nora Keckner. Topside, Carly Kramer swings left, swings right. Now the ball is going to be knocked out of her hands, picked back up. Bethany will go for a second three of the game. This one's not going to fall, and rebound tipped around. Still battled for. It's going to be lost. It's going to go out of bounds. It's going to be Lions basketball. Care Paravel back to the bench again, and they're going to rotate in. Back into the game, Tess Ewing. And also in the game for Care Paravel, we are going to see Sage Schwartz for the first time today. Here's a shot up outside. It's no good. Rebound on the floor. Lost out of bounds. Back it goes to MHMA. Scarlett Bagley returns for the Lady Ravens. Full court pressure applied, and the inbound pass is going to be out of the reach of Carly Kramer. Thrown away out of bounds over in midcourt. And was it touched by anyone? I didn't think so. It's just, and the difference being where they will inbound the ball, and they say it was not touched, so it'll be Care Paravel putting it in play down at their baseline. Clock setting at 2:44 to go here in the opening quarter. 10-3, Care Paravel in front of Morehill Mount Academy in the girls' game. Inbound is on the left side. Now the lob is out on top. It's going to be stolen by Zoe. She'll drive down on the court once, twice. Shot blocked. Zoe fouled it. She's coming to the free throw line for two. Zoe with a great job. Stealing the ball, very alert, getting down the floor. The foul is going to be the first of the ball game by Sage. And for Care Paravel, it is team foul three. Zoe's first free throw, not quite going to roll in. She's got another shot coming her way here. 2.5 to go in the opening quarter. Second one, perfect. Zoe Steck will have her first point of the game. It is 10-4. Care Paravel, and as they bring it into the backcourt, clock goes inside 2.5 minutes. Accelerate down the right side. The driving layup is off the backboard. No good. Bankley with a rebound. Here comes Urban. Bethany races up the floor. Skip pass over to the right side. Going to be mishandled for a moment. Stolen back by Care Paravel. Up the court, little alternating hands with the dribble. Into the forecourt with it. Down the right side is going to be Babbitt. Kicks it down to the baseline where the jump shot is up and very short. Rebounding it off the floor. Lady Ravens. Scarlett coming up with the basketball. Bethany into the forecourt. Over to the right side. It goes to Hannah. Back out on top again. MHMA with it inside. 2 minutes to go in the first. Zoe for three. Got it! Zoe Steck! Zoe cuts the lead in half. It is now 10-7. Care Paravel. 1:40 to go in the first quarter. The drive to the baseline, the skip into the middle of the lane, and as the ball gets in there, Zoe steps up, ties it up. And do we have a jump ball? I thought so. For a moment, I think Care Paravel and Audrey Chada, the freshman who had just come into the game, Audrey thought she was going to get free throws, but that's not the case. And it is going to be Lions basketball. Just over 1.5 minutes to go in the first. Inbound, off the block. The lob back over to the right side, and now back to the free throw line. They'll kick it off on top, passing up the uncontested three. 1:25 to go here in the first quarter. The dish over to the right side to Sage. The feed in the middle. The hook shot, it's up and good. In the middle of the lane, you're going to have Allison Schwartz, and she's done the damage here. She's got a half a dozen points. Quickly down the floor, the ball is going to be knocked away. It's on the court, and loose, rolling around. Bagley hustles to pick it up, and a nice job by Coach Noel getting a timeout. He'll preserve the possession, and we'll take a break. With 1:09 to go in the opening quarter, we have a timeout on the court. It is Care Paravel 12, MHMA 7.
Atchison Auto Parts is your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Back with you here in McLeod, Kansas at the McLeod Invitational Tournament. First round ladies game here in Moore Hill Mount Academy. Has the basketball with a minute to play in the opening quarter. They trail by 5 at 12-7. Welcome back, everybody. Lady Ravens with the ball in play. Hope Banowitz has it on the left side. Long cross-court pass to Bethany Urban. Back out on top to Hope. Urban again on the right wing. Starts left. Kicks it back over on the edge to Nora Keckner. Now the feed down to the baseline is going to escape and get out of bounds. And back up the floor with it will come Care Paravel. Again, we don't want to wear this out too much, but Care Paravel talked about the young team. They started a couple of seniors. They now have three freshmen and a couple of sophomores out on the floor right now. They are, again, young but hungry. Here's a driving shot up off the backboard. Twice, no good. Offensive rebound out topside. Saving it out there is going to be sophomore Allison Schwartz. She will drive to the baseline, have it knocked out of her hands, and it'll come back in again to the Lady Lions. 22 seconds left in the first. And we're going to get Carly Kramer back in for MHMA. Looking to bring it in, and they'll bring it out on top. Lions, a little left-hand dribble to the free throw line. Now the shot up, a long two is good. And Allison Schwartz, red hot. She's got 8 now. It is 14-7. Care Paravel. Inbound it comes to Hannah. Pass batted away. It's going to be stolen. Care Paravel with 7. The beat over the right side with 5. The dish down to the baseline with 3. The turnaround shot at the buzzers off the window and good. And that's the end of the opening quarter. We got a timeout on the floor. The first quarter is in the book. Here in McLeod, Kansas, Care Paravel, 16 MHMA 7.
Have you met your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter? She proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 or stop in today at 312-COMMERCIAL to get smart about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at
913-367-3232. We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
The Care Paravel lead as we get set to go to the second quarter here in the McLeod Invitational Tournament. A recap of the opening quarter scoring. First of all, for the Lady Lions. What a quarter for Allison Schwartz, the sophomore. 8 points on 4 two-point shots. Following her, teammates Grace Babbitt, Sawyer Schwartz, Sage Schwartz, and Emery Huber each have 2. From our Hillmount Academy, it's Zoe Steck leading the way with 4 points. And Bethany Urban knocking down a 3. That is the Lady Ravens scoring to this point. We're set to go to the second quarter. It'll come in at midcourt. Care Paravel will bring it in. And up for with it, they will come in. It's Grace Babbitt. Babbitt with the ball, a little left-hand dribble. Now it's kicked out on top. Lost for a moment, but recovered by Tess Ewing. They run a little motion offense now, just swinging it from side to side, seeing what the defense is going to do. Now they'll square up for a 3. Oh, my goodness, what a shot by Grace Babbitt. So Grace, the freshman, actually it's Gracie, hits the 3, and the Ravens find themselves trying to get down 19-7. We have a whistle from the far side. Lady Ravens are going to be putting it in play. It will be Zoe Steck to do the inbound for MHMA. Lady Raven Sr. coming in right in front of the Raven bench and brings in to Bethany Urban. Bethany splits 2 defenders, goes to the hole, but First shot gets rejected. Rebounding a bank down is going to be Kara Parabell. Down the floor is going to be Gracie. She'll stop, dish across. The ball stripped away out of bounds. Good hustle by Zoe down there. And back up with it will come Kara Parabell. It'll be in play from their offensive baseline. 7:17 to go in the half. Inbound on top. Tess Ewing passes up the shot. Tess has not scored in the game. Here's another three. Shot halfway down. Rims out. No good. Rebound tied up. And Carly Kay is going to pull it away. Lady Ravens bringing it up the floor. Outlet. Baseball pass. Other end. Layup. Won't roll in. And a rebound. Back up to Kara Parabell. Into the forecourt with it is going to be Allison. Her shot blocked by Bagley. And then we're going to get a foul called on the attempt at the steal back. So Allison Schwartz will pick up her first personal foul for Kara Parabell. That is going to be foul number 5. The gym grows very quiet as substitutions get made. Allison will come out of the game and into the lineup for Kara Parabell for the first time today is going to be junior Kylie Cleverton. So Kylie comes in and we've seen Kara Parabell go deep into the bench already at 6:40 to play in the half. Here's a three for Bethany. Hits the backboard and caroms away. And on the rebound, we get a jump ball. We do. Possession back to MHMA. Ravens are going to bring it in. And out on top, it's going to come to Carly. She'll get it to Bethany. Right side, Zoe. Urban with it again on top. 6.5 to go in the half. Bethany, little left-hand dribble, works it out between the circles, works away all the way around to the left side. Zoe breaks for the baseline, comes out on top, Scarlett. Back over to the right side with it is going to be Hannah. She looks inside, nowhere to go with it there. And Kara Parabell defense, pretty good. The 2-3 zone they've got going right here. Back over to the left side is going to be Hannah. Passes up the long shot. Now we'll get it back and we'll take the three and drain it. Nicely done for MHMA. So Hannah has her first points of the game, and it's 19-10. 5:50 to play in the first half. Kara Parabell again goes to that little motion offense, and when they finally get a little daylight like here, the 16-footer goes up, and they miss as rebounded down by Scarlett Bagley. Scarlett boards it back down, and Bethany Urban brings it up the floor. She'll quickly push it over to the left side to Zoe. Back out on top to Bethany. 5.5 to go in the half. 3-point shot on his way. Coker can't get it to fall this time. And rebounding it down underneath Zoe. The follow shot won't happen. This time the board cleared down by Kara Parabell. Flying up the floor with it. Now the pass is errant. And they're not going to be able to catch this thing. Emery Huber comes back into the game for Kara Parabell. She's in it playing the five, and she's got to be 5'10" or 11 out there, every bit of that. And now they're going to bring her up to the top, and it's almost like a little, it's in a 1-2-2 zone. How about that? 5 minutes to go. Yep, they stay in a zone. 5 minutes to go in the half. Ravens have it. That's going to be Peisch. Passes into the middle. Scarlett will turn and lay it up and in. Scarlett Bagley's first bucket of the game. And Lady Ravens making some inroads now. They're back to within 7 with 4:40 to play in the opening half. Emery Huber will bring it up. Starts left. The kick inside. The dish back over to the edge. Babbitt goes baseline. And a pass in the middle. Scarlett with another steal. Scarlett works so hard out there, doing such a good job having a nice game here tonight. 4:20 to go. The turnaround shot is up and blocked, followed up, no, and then over the back goes Peisch. Catherine put up a shot that was rejected, and then they were offensive, or the defensive rebound, and on the follow shot, she's over the back. So for Catherine, it'll be her first personal foul today. MHMA team foul 3. 4:17 to go, approaching the midpoint of the opening half. The second quarter, 4:17 to go in the half. Kara Parabell up floor, right side is going to be Gracie. Babbitt dumps it over to Sawyer Schwartz. The shot up, no, and another rebound. Scarlett Bagley doing a fantastic job on the boards here tonight. The pass underneath, Pisha's shot, rose across the back of the rim, no good. Rebound on the floor, it's going to be saved by MHMA. 3:50 left in the first half. Urban comes out on top, Bagley. You can see in her eyes she was thinking about shooting that three and then decided, no, she's not going to do that. Bethany will go back to the right side. Out on top, Pisha plays the high post, puts on the floor one time, and then kicks it back out on top. Catherine in the lane, collision, and we get a whistle. The foul is going to be on Care Paravel and Sawyer Schwartz. Catherine coming to the free throw line. First one here won't go in. She's 0 for 3 at the free throw line so far here this evening. One more shot coming up. It's still a 19-12 lead for Care Paravel Latin School. Emery Huber makes me laugh as she comes out on the floor. One more shot for Catherine. A couple of reverse spins on the ball. Ice this thing up and throws it up. It's a little bit short this time. Rebounding it back down. Lions. 3:20 to go here in the half. And the skip pass was just badly thrown. It was right at the feet of Jaylee Barkley. Turning it over. Ravens with another offensive opportunity. Over to the near side, that's going to be Nora Kechner taking it down to the block. Scarlett has it, brings it off on top, looking inside Hannah. And we get a whistle, 3 seconds. As the Lady Ravens camping out in the paint. 3:05 to go. So MHMA turning the ball over and not getting a shot away. They still trail by 7. Back up court with it. Here comes Care Paravel. We haven't seen a lot of scoring here in this quarter. Morehill Mount Academy has 5. Care Paravel has 3. And we're down to 2:50 to go in the second quarter. Here's a little shot for about 15. It's up and too strong. And the rebound is going to be chased down. And they will say that before Emery Huber can get a hold of it, it hits the sideline, goes out of bounds. And Lady Ravens are going to have it back in. MHMA is going to get Pisha out of the ball game. Hannah is also going to step out, and back in, Carly and Hope. Van Rhodes will take it on the right side, feeds in the middle to Scarlett. Her pass back out, looking for Hope, is going to be saved nicely. Van Rhodes with it. Urban for 3. Won't get it to fall. Rebound over the back, no foul. This missed shot by Carly. Rebounding it down is going to be Care Paravel. They'll race down the court, taking it down the right side, driving in, coast to coast. Shot is up, no good. And another Scarlett Bagley rebound. 2:10 to go here in the quarter. The kick to the left side. Banowitz baseline jump shot good for 2. Hope will have her first points of the game, and we're going to get a Care Paravel timeout. Lady Ravens trying to battle back here in the second quarter. We're taking a break at 2:03 to go in the half. It's now Care Paravel 19, MHMA 14.
From early dinners with the family to post-game celebrations with the team, Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Burgers are the choice to fill your tank. Try the grill burgers and cheeseburgers as a combo with fries and a drink, or alone to savor the flavor. DQ Grill Burgers make happy taste good. Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill at 10th and Skyway in Atchison.
Good to have you with us here in McLeod, Kansas. Don't know who's having more fun, the kids up on the floor or the officials here tonight. They're having a great time with this game here this evening. Care Paravel jumped out to an early lead in the contest, led by as many as a dozen. And now, Morehill Mount Academy is on a 7-0 run and has cut that lead down to 5. Here come the Lady Lions. And into the forecourt with the basketball, across right at the center. He'll pass over to the left side. Handle on the edge. They work it over to the right side in the hands of Tess Ewing. Now down to the baseline, and Carly coming up with a steal. Here come the Lady Ravens. Morehill Mount Academy. Patiently down the floor, Hope beats at the free throw line, starting to drive in, the dish down low, Carly shot, rolls across the back of the rim, it's no good, rebound is on the floor, Scarlett comes down with it again, and then will not be able to get it away before she tumbles to the floor, and back it will go to Care Paravel. Minute and a half to go in the first half. Care Paravel has brought in another sophomore, number 14, Abby Cooter. So we have seen what now? 11 players in for Coach Ewing and Care Paravel. 75 seconds to go in the half. Care Paravel with the basketball, batted away, it's back again. It comes to Scarlett Bagley. Down the floor, Bethany. Urban, skip pass, left side, all alone. Easy layup is going to be up and in. Count the bucket for Hannah Coker. She's got five, but it's now 19-16. Care Paravel's lead has been trimmed to one possession. The drive, the running shot, too strong. And the rebound is out of play. No, it's going to be saved with the Lady Ravens. Here comes MHMA. Care Paravel is missing some easy shots, and Lady Ravens making a pay for it. And now the ball is going to be lost out of bounds. It'll come back in again to the Lions. 40 seconds to go in the half. This quarter, Care Paravel has been outscored by MHMA 9. Let me do the math there. 9-3. Here's a three from the top. What a shot from long range by Gracie Babbitt, her second three of the game. 22-16, out there being a three. Lady Ravens are going to have an opportunity at the final shot of the half. And now the ball's going to be stolen, bringing it down. It's in, it's up, it's missed. Rebound underneath, and Lady Ravens are going to have a chance. 6 seconds, five. The beat over to the left side. Carly, shot, blocked, and fouled. And with 2 seconds left, Carly Kramer coming to the free throw line. Officials coming over, and again, I just can't see those numbers as they are not using the scoreboard here, and we'll get them updated. I think maybe that was on Babbitt, but I'm just not positive. We'll get those for you. Carly Kramer, right-hand shot by the freshman, too strong. Carly looking for her first point of the game right here. Second shot on its way. Can't get it to fall. Followed up, won't go. Followed up again at the buzzer. Scarlett Bagley hits it, and we are at halftime. We'll be back to summarize the opening half for you. It's Morehill Mount Academy trailing Care Paravel 22-18.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
There's nothing like a fresh new calendar year to get you thinking about goals and ideas. Hi, this is Chrissy Lumen of Union State Bank of Atchison, here to remind you, you can bring your ideas into any of our branches. Let's sit down and talk about what matters most to you as a new year arrives. From home loans to improvement projects or business expansions and ag loans, we are here for every new idea and adventure. Learn more at mybankusb.com, NMLS 654946, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Good to have you back with us here in McLeod, Kansas, where it's halftime of the ladies' game, 22-18, Care Paravel in front, but they've led it by as many as a dozen here in the second quarter. Morehill Mount Academy has battled back, and a recap of the scoring. For Care Paravel, leading the team, both Allison Schwartz and Gracie Babbitt, each with eight, and then two apiece for Sawyer Schwartz, Sage Schwartz, and Emery Huber. For Morehill Mount Academy, it's a very, very balanced scoring. All of these starters getting on the scoreboard, paced by Hannah Coker with five, Joey Steck and Scarlett Bagley with four apiece. Scarlett hitting that buzzer beater right at the end of the half. Three in the first half for Bethany Urban on a long shot, and Hope Banowitz with two. The difference in the game really has been coming at the free throw line, where Kara Paravel has not had many shots, but they are two of two. MHMA has had a lot of shots. They are one of eight at the free throw line. That all set, both teams in the locker room. Second half should be a good one. We look forward to bringing it to you live here on Care Radio. But right now with the intermission score from McLeod, Kansas, Care Paravel Latin School 22, Morehamon Academy Lady Ravens 18. We're kicking it back to Joseph at a Care Sports Studio, and you can absolutely be certain he's got another great halftime for you.
Since 1972, Atchison Construction has been serving Northeast Kansas and Northwest Missouri with quality service, exceptional craftsmanship, and a passion for customer satisfaction. They offer a wide range of services, from the foundation to the roof of the structure. Contact Andrew to make a plan to get your project completed. Atchison Construction, a company you know and trust.
Benjamin Franklin once wrote about investing. An investment in knowledge pays the best interest. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to navigate the world of investments. Let us answer your most pressing questions about the markets. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Good evening. I'd like to thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7 as we're bringing you from the McLeod Invitational, the Marhill Mount Academy girls taking on Care Paravel. We will return to the game in just a couple of moments. Taking a look at the Care Country sports schedule. Tomorrow night, we've got the Oskaloosa Boys Tournament with Valley Falls taking on ACCHS with the scheduled time at 6 p.m. GZN will take on Perry with the scheduled time of 7:30. Coming up Thursday, we've got Benedictine College basketball action for you as the Ravens will be playing host to Culver Stockton. 5:30 is the tune-in time for women's games. The men should take to the court sometime right around 7:30. Friday brings us back to high school basketball as tournament week continues. We will be announcing who we will be covering Friday night a little bit later in the week during the sports segments of the late and early noon reports right here at Hot Country 93.7. I'm going to take a real quick break, a good look at those scores, and we'll be back in just a moment with the scores as I have them.
Atchison Animal Clinic knows the importance of reliable access to quality veterinary health care. For that reason, we are proud to offer same-day appointments and 24-hour, 7-day-a-week emergency services. Our entire staff is dedicated to being ready and available when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Taking a look around the area, I do have a few finals to report. In the Clifton-Clyde Wetmore game, it was Clifton-Clyde girls at 62 points to Wetmore's 42. In the Marhill Mount Academy boys game, we had Marhill Mount Academy at 50, Riotous Christian at 36. Frankfort beat Washington County with a final score of Frankfort 54, Washington County 39. In the Holton-KC Metro game at the Tonganoxie Tournament, it was Holton 48, KC Metro Boys 45. And in the Troy Valley Heights Boys game, it was Troy 53 to Valley Heights 45. In the Troy girls Blue Valley game. It is Troy girls 26, Blue Valley 12 at the half. And on this game, we've got Care Paravel leading Marhill Mount Academy at the half, 22-18. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net. Bringing you play-by-play coverage of your favorite high school teams. And still your voice for the Benedictine Ravens. For local sports, it's always KAIR.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating. 913-367-7729.
Whether it's a breakfast sandwich to start your morning off right, a sub with chips, drink, and a cookie to help you power through the afternoon, or footlongs for a family dinner, Subway has it all. And it's never been easier to get your Subway. Order online or through the Subway app, and they'll have your meal ready when you arrive. Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Mainly clear tonight with lows around 30. Southerly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. High temperatures reach up to 49 tomorrow. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Lows dip down to about 14 tomorrow night. Cloudy skies expected. Cloudy skies expected Wednesday. Decreasing clouds by Thursday. Low 20s Wednesday. Upper teens by Thursday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr for Hot Country 93.7 from the weather station up located on the campus of the Boys and Girls Club here in Atchison. We're reading 36.5 degrees Fahrenheit. The wind is out of the southeast at 5 miles per hour. The relative humidity is sitting at 85%. The barometric pressure is steady at 29.89 inches of mercury. Dew point 32 degrees Fahrenheit. Feels like temperature out there is currently about 33 degrees. Taking a look around the area right now, in Holton, it is 41 degrees. Valley Falls is checking in at 38 degrees, with Leavenworth checking in at 37 degrees. We'll be checking back in with Tom Couts courtside in about 40 seconds.
For all the 4-H participants, Blair Feeds wants you to win that blue ribbon with our Show Pig products. Start with our Show Pig Grower. Its high energy level combined with the balanced amino acid level will maximize lean muscle growth. Then at 125 pounds, switch to Show Pig Finisher to further achieve genetic potential in your Show Pig. Call us at 367-2310 for more information or stop by 1000 Main Street to pick up all your Show Pig needs.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gym for second half coverage of your feature game.
Hey, welcome back to McLeod and his wing and back. Marshall Mount Academy hits the ball, puts it in, and Scarlett Bagley hits a last shot of the first half, and now she hits the first shot of the second half. And Marhill Mount Academy is back within two. It's 22-20. Kara Parabell puts up a shot that won't go in. Rebound to go back down. The shooter, Allison Schwartz, and she'll dribble it up off on top. Bringing it down to the free throw line. It's going to be Gracie Babbitt. Gracie's hit a couple of threes in the second quarter. Back up top side it comes. We're just early on here in quarter number three. Back out of top. Gracie will shoot it from there. If you leave her undefended, now she'll drive in, put it up off the window, but it's no good. Rebound offensive board, followed up too strong, and another board pulled down by Scarlett Bagley. Scarlett working on a double-double here today, and now the cross-court pass is going to be stolen away. Here comes Kara Parabell. It's a one-on-one. The drive going around. The shot is up. No good. Rebound is on the floor, and we got a foul. The whistle is going to be on Kara Parabell, and it will be. This is a big one. This is the fourth foul on Sawyer Schwartz, number 21, for Kara Parabell. And they're not making any move to take her out of the game. And it comes, and MHMA into the forecourt. The ball is knocked away. It's loose on the floor. It's going to be saved by Kara Parabell. 6:20 to go in the third quarter. 22-20. Morgan Mount Academy has mounted a comeback here. Into the lane, little off-balance shot is set sail, no good. Zoe Steck rebounds it down. Here come the Lady Ravens. MHMA with a chance to tie with a two, take a lead with a three, with 6:10 to go in the third quarter. Long cross court pass handled down by Bethany Urban, a little bit overhead, but she's able to reach up and haul it in. Working now in front of the Morehill Mount Academy bench, and Coach Luke Knoll, she'll feed it over to the left side to Zoe, stops with 1 foot on either side of the three-point line, and her pass out to the top is going to get away and go out of bounds. It will come back again to the Lady Lions. 5:55 to go in the third quarter. Karen Paravel with the basketball, leading it by two. Again, they have led by as many as 12 in this game, and MHMA has come storming back. Pass over to the right side. That's going to be Tess Ewing. Now back to the left as they swing it. Out on top, and we'll have a traveling violation. Lady Ravens get it backhanded. As well as Kara Paravel played early in the game, they are now beginning to struggle as the game has gone on. MHMA is going to bring Hope out of the game, and back in is going to come Nora Keckner. 5:40 to go. The inbound pass against the full court pressure. Bethany Urban has it, races up the court, goes all the way to the other end, has it slapped out of her pants by Gracie Babbitt. It'll be Lady Raven basketball coming into their offensive baseline. MHMA going right to left across your dial here in the second half. Inbound it comes, Bethany launching three, rims out, no. Offensive rebound pulled down by Scarlett. What a game she's having, huh? And back across court it goes. To feed in the middle, nothing. Comes back off on top. MHMA patient, trailing only by two with a long way to play in this one. Bagley's passed over to the right side and trying to steal it away from Nora. We get a foul on Kara Paravel. Got to be team foul two of the second half, and Lady Ravens are going to be putting it in play again from the end of the MHMA bench. Out on top, it'll come to Bethany. Zoe left side, she'll eye it up, line up a three. Won't quite drop for her, and the rebound tipped out, hauled down by the Lions. Up the floor with it. Right side is going to be Schwartz. She'll stop off the block, look it up on top. Around is going to go Gracie Babbitt from 14. No. Rebound. Battle for hit. Zoe out-hustles everybody. Comes up with the rebound. Left-hand dribble coming up with it. Stecks cross-court pass is going to be stolen. Back it comes the other way. Here's Gracie Babbitt. Feeds over to the left side. The turnaround shot, and there's a foul on Scarlett. Scarlett Bagley. That is her first foul of the game. Morehill Mount Academy had only three total team fouls in the first half. And now Kara Paravel is at the free throw line. The shot won't go in. Carly Kramer comes back in for the Lady Ravens. She'll take the baseline left. Scarlett Bagley has the baseline right. Taking her time, eyeing it up. And the second free throw is going to be off the mark. And Allison Schwartz, who took the shot, nearly rebounded that thing back deep in the corner. But here comes Morehill Mount Academy. 4.5 to go in a really low-scoring third quarter. We've got 2 points scored in the first basically 4 minutes of the second half. And those by Scarlett Bagley. Here's a baseline shot. Nope. Follow shot. Nope. But Scarlett coming to the line. .420 to go in the third quarter. Scarlett Bagley has a half a dozen points. First of two free throws. Yep. Second free throw. That one kicks out, and it's going to be rebounded down by Kara Paravel. 22-21. And coming up the floor, Kara Paravel handed, lost it, caught it back. Out on top of it is going to be Emery Huber. Counted from 15. The shot hits the back of the rim with a long rebound. Pulled down by Urban. Bethany up the court. She is 1-on-2. We'll go to the right side of the rim, and it's going to be lost in a foul call. We are halfway through the third quarter, and again, we get a foul on Kara Paravel. It'll be team foul 4 for the Lady Lions already in the first 4 minutes. It comes into Zoe's deck. Lady Ravens down by 1. For the lead, here's a 3. Won't go in. Rebound saved by Scarlett. back out on top is going to come. Now to feed to Bagley. Off the block, she gets fouled and coming to the line. This foul is going to be on Emery Huber. And Scarlett Bagley coming to the free throw line with a chance to put her team in front for the first time tonight. Matter of fact, they were trailing 8-0 right out the gate and have been battling back ever since, trailing by one here. The first free throw, not going to quite get in. Scarlett has 7 points, leading her team offensively. One more look at it. Isaac shoots it, and there it is for the tie. 22-22. Care Paravel, over 4 minutes into the second half, still has not had a point since intermission. We're even at 22. Lions will slide around to the right side. Gracie Babbitt brings it out top of the key. Gets it there to Huber. Babbitt for three. Too strong, and a rebound is going to go out of bounds. It'll be MHMA basketball. Players at the scorers table for the Ravens. And we're going to get Banowitz back in. And looks like they're going to bring Peisch back in with 3.5 to go in the third. Hope has 2 points coming into the game. Back up the floor. The ball's going to be knocked away from Catherine. Driving it down the left side. Going in, going up, missing the layup. Rebounding it back down. Here come the Lady Ravens. Up the floor. It's going to be knocked out of the hands of Bethany Urban. She'll pick it up, dish it over to the left side. Banowitz, it's a three. Coming up a little bit short. And a rebound hauled back down by Kara Paravel. 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. The drive, the running shot, no, and a foul called on Urban. So Bethany will have her first foul tonight. We're at 3 minutes to go here in the third quarter. First of two free throws. It's a little bit short. And still, Care Paravel has not scored in the second half. One more shot coming. The free throw rattles out. Does not go in. And Allison Schwartz is 0 for 4 at the line tonight. The ball is loose on the court and picked back up, and we have a big collision at midcourt. Are we getting a timeout, or are we getting a foul call? The foul is going to be on Zoe. It's her third. Zoe Stick in a strong effort to try to get the ball back. Ball in, and out on top of this, Care Paravel. 22-22 is your score. Way out top side, the feed will come into the free throw line. Back door, the pass, the layup, and it's going to roll in. First points of the second half belong to Sage Schwartz. And it's 24-22. The pass down to the left side is going to be knocked away, slapped out of bounds, and Ravens are going to touch it last. Back it will come to Lady Lions. 2:29 to go in the third quarter, 24-22. Care Paravel has seen a 12-point lead evaporate. Lady Ravens tied it up, and now the Lady Lions are back up by a pair. Topside with it is going to be Sage. Now here's a three for the right side. That is perfect. And they have battled back. They have given up the lead, but have pushed back to a 5-point advantage at 27-22. That's a 3-point shot by Gracie Babbitt. Her third three, and we have a timeout. Lady Ravens taking a break with Coach Noel. 2:06 to go for the third quarter. It is Care Paravel 27, Morehill Mount Academy 22.
Winter weather got you down? Need a little vitamin D boost to get you out of your slump? Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6 Mondays through Thursdays and 10 to noon on Fridays and Saturdays. Call 913-367-1511 to schedule and get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
And 6 seconds ago here in the third quarter. But McLeod High School, first round of the McLeod Invitational Tournament. Markham Academy's Lady Raven. So MHMA guys winning in the first game here tonight. So they have advanced to the winner's bracket. MHMA ladies trail right now 27-22, but there's still a long way to go. 2:06 to play here in the third quarter. They bring the ball in play. It's out on top to Bethany Urban, and we are back underway. Bethany has it on the left wing, way out top side, feeds it over to the block. Little hook shot is up. It's kind of wild, and it's going to miss badly and go out of bounds off the carom, and back is going to come to Care Paravel. Minute 50 to go. Quickly back over to the left side, driving in. The shot is up and missing. Rebound tipped out, and Bethany comes down with it. She's got Hannah Coker down the left side, but Bethany will take it all the way to the other end and draw a charging foul. So for Bethany Urban, that'll be her second foul of the game. For the Lady Ravens, it is team foul four here in the second half. Two by Bethany, one by Scarlett, one by Zoe. Here we go. Around the left side, Lady Lions. Minute and a half to go in the third. Kara Paravel starts left side, kicks it off on top, goes inside, beat the defender, and an easy driving layup, taking it in among the trees, and Allison Schwartz has her 10th point of the game. Now 29-22, and after the game came from behind and get tied by the Lady Ravens, a 7-0 run right now for Kara Paravel. Out on top, Zoe for three, looks good, but kicks out. Rebound, Lions had it, but she was about a step and a half out of bounds when she hauled that thing down. It'll be Moorhill Mount Academy ball. Pice goes out. Returning to the lineup is going to be Carly Kay for Moorhill Mount Academy. Inside a minute to go in the third. 29-22. Top side is going to go to Bethany. Urban looks to the middle. Goes to Zoe Steck on the edge. Around to the left side. That's going to be Hannah. Coker pushes it back out on top to Urban. Little 2-3 zone now. Kara Paravel switching up defenses. 40 seconds to play in the third. Coker again to Urban. Bounce pass right side Steck. Cross court it goes to Hannah. Bethany again. That zone is doing what it's supposed to do. It's keeping the ball out of the middle, making them look for a long shot. They'll take this one, and it's going to come up off the mark. Zoe, beautiful rebound and the follow to score. Zoe Steck with the bucket. 29-24. 17 seconds to go in the third. Kara Paravel is going to milk this clock down, looking for the final shot. It's at 10 seconds now. Over to the right side with it. It's going to go Ewing. 6 seconds. Out on top. That's a long three. It is going to be way short. Out of bounds. And we're at 1 second, and that's going to do it. We're through three quarters here in McLeod, Kansas. Going to the fourth. Kara Paravel, 29. Marshall Mount Academy, 24.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Welcome back to McLeod, Kansas. It is McLeod Tournament, one of the long-standing tournaments around at Northeast Kansas. And these teams, I know, are all very happy to be here and participate in it this season. Opening game tonight, the MHMA guys with a very, very solid win here in the second game. It has been back and forth and tooth and nail. And as we go to the fourth quarter, Kara Paravel leads it 29-24. For the Lady Lions, double digits for Grace Babbitt with 11 and Allison Schwartz with 10. For Moorhill Mount Academy, Scarlett Bagley, 8 points. Zoe Steck, 6. So we go to the fourth quarter. Lady Raven basketball, and we're back underway. The feed to the right block. Back out on top, Kramer had it, gets it to Zoe, and MHMA is going to have a little turnover. It will come back to Kara Paravel. 7:47 to play in the game. The ball brought in Gracie Babbitt. She has three threes tonight. Back over to the right side it comes. The ball knocked away for a moment, recovered. Care Parabell's Tess Ewing brings it back out on top to Babbitt. Care Parabell is going to get a little patient now. They're going to look for a good shot, leading by five. Not going to rush it. Not going to take something that they don't want to take. Leading in the game, no shot clock in high school. They could be as patient as they want to be. Here's a driving shot, and they're going to wave it off with a travel. The shot went up, and it went in, but they're going to say traveling is the call, and back the other way with the basketball that will come. 7:13 left. Zoe will bring it in. And long cross-court pass. The ball is going to be thrown away. Kara Paravel back in play once more. Still plenty of time for either of these teams. It is less than a two-possession lead right now for Kara Paravel Latin School. They have it out on top. Allison Schwartz. Sage Schwartz has it knocked out of her hand. She's able to recover it and kick it back over to the right side. Kicking it here is going to be Babbitt. Gracie in and up, and two more. Gracie Babbitt. She continues to lead all scorers, and now at 13. 31-24. They push the lead back to 7. 6.5 to go in the game. Bethany Urban, a little right-hand dribble, swings around to the right side, pulls up the dribble in front of Coach Knoll. Now looking for some help. Swinging side to side, looking for some help. Coach Knoll, he provides the help, and he calls the timeout. Timeout of the court. 6.5 to go in the game. Care Paravel 31, Mario Mount Academy 24.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
When you need a doctor, you choose the best. So when choosing one for your family pet, why have him just treated when you can have him treated like family at Westside Veterinarian Clinic? Dr. Walls and his friendly staff make it easy to get started and keep your pet healthy year-round. So for your special pet, choose Dr. Walls at Westside, located on 286 Road, just past Heritage Tractor. Call them at 913-367-0456. Westside Veterinary, where caring is their specialty.
High school basketball continues tomorrow night on Kia Radio as we change venues, and we will be over in Oskaloosa, as it is the Oskaloosa Invitational Tournament. ACCHS playing over there, and we will be having their game at about 6 o'clock, and then we're going to have JCN and Perry, I believe, is a nightcap game. So, should be a couple of good ones from Oskaloosa. Join us tomorrow night for all of that fun here on Kia Radio. Thursday night, we've got the Benedictine Ravens. Friday night, we will continue with tournament week. And Saturday, Benedictine basketball at William Penn. So it's a hectic time here in mid-January. Calling the timeout, MHMA will be putting the ball in play right in front of their bench. The inbound pass slapped away, and they're going to redo that. It'll come in from the far side. And that's Nora doing the inbound. Comes out on top, Bethany Urban. 6:20 to go in the game. Lady Ravens with plenty of time, but you know what? You just don't want to waste a lot of possessions now. Here's Scarlett. Bagley gets it back over to Urban again. She'll cut all the way around down to the baseline, looking to back in. The defense is really strong right now. They picked that defense up. And here's a three for the Lady Ravens. It's going to be up a little bit short. Goes out of bounds, and it will be Care Paravel basketball. Zoe Stick comes back into the game. Zoe comes in and Hannah will check out. So you've got Urban and Stick with Keckner. And is that Peisch back out there? And Bagley. Starting into the lane, no room. Back out to the left side. They'll skip it over to the wing. 5:45 to go in the contest. Care Paravel with the basketball. You can see a little extra spring in their step right now. They're feeling a little bit better than they did in that third quarter, where they struggled. The feed down to the right side to Allison Schwartz. Gets underneath, a little effort at a reverse layup. Is up and is no good. And look at Scarlett Bagley. She wants that rebound. And we will get a jump ball call, possession arrow. Headed back to the Lady Lions. 5.5 to go in the game. Care Paravel putting it in play at their offensive baseline. Lobbing it in out on top. Gracie Babbitt kicks it over to the left to Allison. Schwartz dishes to the far edge. The shot is up. It's too strong. And rebounding it down is going to be Urban. She's up the court. She is 1-on-4 very wisely. That's her team joiner down court. 5:20 to go. The kick over to the left side. Looking underneath. There's nowhere to go. Back out on top. Getting no help from the bigs. The shot is up. It's going to be blocked away. And back on the floor with it. Trying to rip it free. We get a jump ball. We get a foul call. What's happening down here? They're going to have a foul called on Care Parabella. And that was great work underneath by Nora. Nora kicked and reaching in. Battling for that loose basketball. And Lady Ravens are going to have it into their offensive end. We're just over 5 minutes to go. The inbound goes off Paisha's hands into the hands of a Care Parabell player. And back up court for the basketball. They will come. Over to the right side and now back out on top. The kick to the top of the key. Handled there very briefly. And then back into the hands of the starting point guard. Here's Tess Ewing. She'll kick it over to the left side. Now the ball is sliding. Is that not a travel? A nice headlong dive. Keckner. And we're going to get a timeout. Ravens. Great hustle by Nora Keckner, and we got a timeout on the floor. 4:46 to play. It remains Care Parabell 31, MHMA 24.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology. It needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have a peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. The Lewis Chevrolet Buick Service Department stands behind their work with a guarantee you will feel good about. So bring your vehicle into the people who understand it best. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, great cars and great service. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
Hiya, Joseph. He's back at the Care Sports Studio doing great work, making me sound better than I really am. Joseph, I appreciate that. Thank you very much. 4:46 to go here in this second game of the evening at the McLeod Tournament, 31-24, Care Parabell. They have led throughout the game. They have never trailed in the ball game. I think it's too late for that. I don't think it's ever trailed in the ball game. Just in case you're wondering, you're enjoying high school hoops here on KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison. That might be redundant at this point, but hey, it never hurts. Here we go. Lady Ravens put the ball in play, and they trail by some 7. Over to the right side it comes. Here's Zoe, 13-foot shot. Hits the rim 2 times, won't go down, and the rebound will be hauled down by the Lions. Care Parabell, push pass up the floor. She passes up the easy shot, takes the hard one and missed it. Rebound down to the baseline, and that travel is going to be called. It'll come back in to get a Care Parabell. We're rapidly approaching the midpoint of the fourth quarter. 4:24 left in the game. 31-24 Lions. The inbound pass is going to go deep into the backcourt, and Hope is able to run it down. She is so fast that then her shot won't fall. Scarlett won't get it to go in. Rebound tipped around. Zoe puts it back in play. It'll be saved by Scarlett. She'll take it down, or rather Hope. She'll take it down to the baseline. Zoe, it's 3. Can't get it to fall again. And another offensive rebound by Scarlett Pegley. She throws a little forearm, gets it out on top. Hope for 3. It's a little bit short, and it's going to go out of bounds. Well, the Lady Ravens certainly got some looks at the rim on that possession, but still no points scored. In fact, in the fourth quarter, okay, we're over 4 minutes in. There have been 2 points scored in the fourth quarter, and they were by Care Parabell's Gracie Babbitt. MHMA has not scored yet in the fourth. 31-24. Backdoor pass knocked away by Zoe, and now it's on the floor, rolling around. The players don't even know where the ball was at, and it's going to go out of bounds to the Lady Ravens. Moore Hill Mount Academy is going to bring Banowitz out of the ball game, and coming back into the lineup is going to be Hannah Coker. 3:40 left. Urban. Cross-court pass is slapped at. We knocked out of bounds over by the scorer's table. Knocking that thing away, Emery Huber. 3.5 to go. Lady Ravens around left side. That's going to be Bethany. Her cross-court to Hannah. Back on the top to Bethany. MHMA still doesn't have to rush, but they can't waste a lot of time. Here's a nice drive across. A little reverse layup. Won't quite go in, but fouls called and free throws coming for Zoe Steck. The whistle is going to be on here, Paravel. And at the line comes Zoe. Half a dozen points so far tonight. The free throw, perfect. First points in the fourth quarter belong to Zoe Steck. 3:20 to go. One more shot coming up for the MHMA senior. On its way, knocks it in. That makes it a 5-point in also an under two possession game. 31-26. Feed over to the left side. Kara Paravel takes it to the wing. Brings it off on top. Around to the right. That's going to be Sage. Give and go underneath. The shot off the window is going to be a little too soft. And the rebound is going to be lost out of play. And it will be Lions basketball. Kara Paravel putting it into play. And Gracie Babbitt will inbound it at the offensive end. 3 minutes left in the game. Babbitt looking. Comes way up top side. The dish back over to the edge. And they will look to the middle. Kick it over to the wing. Shot is going to be up and good. From way outside of the left side, that's going to be Kylie Cleverton. And she will hit it for a long two. 33-26. Here's Bethany Urban, left side. Tries to shake her defender. Can't get it away. Gets the defender lost and gets it back out to Zoe. Skip back over to Bethany. 2.5 minutes to go. Pass underneath is slapped out of the hands of Coker and out of bounds. It'll come back in again to Marshall Mount Academy. 2:26 to play. 33-26. Neither team has been able to put much on the board here in the fourth quarter. Each team has scored, well, the Lady Ravens have scored 2. Pierre Parabella scored 4. And now the ball is loose in the court. Nicely saved by MHMA. They're going to keep it alive. Urban goes to the right side to Zoe, back to Bethany, back to Zoe. She backs up, gets 3, puts it up and in. Zoe Steck from the outside. Huge shot. 33-29. And we've got a minute 54 to go. Got a big bit ahead of us here. Up the floor of the basketball comes Kara Paravel. And Amy put this thing in the icebox a little bit. On the right side with it is going to be Sage, and we got a foul. The foul is going to be on Carly. That's not a terrible foul to commit right there. That is going to be team foul 5. I'll find out who that is. 1:40 to go. The feet to the baseline. The shot off the backboard and good for Kara Paravel and Sawyer Schwartz. Only her 4th point tonight. 35-29. And a plus 1. So Sawyer Schwartz hits the bucket and he's going to get a free throw opportunity. Big free throw. Could make it a 3-possession game with just over a minute and a half left. It is on its way and good. Make that now 36-29. Minute 34 to go. All the way down the left side. Ravens out on top. Bethany for 3. No, long rebound on the floor. Kara Paravel pulls it down. Allison Schwartz up the floor. Run into. No foul. Yeah, there's a foul. I thought maybe they were going to call it. Then I didn't hear a whistle right away. But we will have a whistle there and a foul. And it's going to be the 1-1. So for the Lady Ravens, this could be not necessarily a bad thing. Could be a strategic foul. The free throw, good. She'll earn the bonus. The free throw is up and in. And that is Allison. Second free throw, gets them both. A dozen points now. And Allison Schwartz had missed 4 consecutive free throws. Then comes up here and hits 2 clutch ones in the fourth quarter. The feet underneath, the Lady Raven shot won't go, followed up by Carly, won't go, and pulled back down by Kara Paravel. We're down to 1:05 to play in the ballgame. Kara Paravel back up by 9 at 38-29. Top side with the basketball, Lions around to the right. batted away from behind by Charlotte Bagley. Carapara Valley is going to bring Tess Ewing back into the game. Just inside a minute to go. Law pass inside. Stolen. Here comes Zoe. Steck. Right side. In. Up. Gets it. Zoe Steck. The steal in the breakaway bucket. 38-31. 45 seconds to go. Ball going to be slapped out of bounds. And we're going to have a foul called. It will be on Bethany. Once again, Kara Paravel coming to the free throw line. The front half of the 1-1. No good. It doesn't matter. It's a lane violation by the shooter. And here comes Marhill Mount Academy. Kara Paravel is going to make a defensive substitution. They're going to take Tess Ewing back out of the game and make that offense-defense switch by running Gracie Babbitt back in. 44 seconds to go. MHMA with the basketball to Tredegavine 7. Out on top. Here's Urban for three. Too strong. Rebound on the floor, and Kara Paravel will haul it in. Half a minute to play. 7-point lead for the Lady Lions. They've got the basketball out on top. We'll get a foul by Zoe. Official heads over to the scorer's table. Zoe Steck, I have for four fouls now. We'll make sure that that is correct, and she's still in there, and she is. Back to the line, Kara Paravel. She hit two a moment ago, and that front half will not go in for Allison Schwartz. Lady Ravens have the ball. It's going to be knocked out of bounds. It'll belong to MHMA. 25 seconds left. They trail by seven. Hannah will bring it in. Kara Paravel will make sure that the Lady Ravens are going to have to dribble it up the floor. Here comes Bethany Urban. She brings it down, backs away, kicks it over to Zoe. She'll take it to the baseline. You don't need threes right away. You need some points. 14 seconds, 13 seconds. Here's a running three that's wide to the left side. Rebounding down, Lady Lions. They're going to bring it into the forecourt and come away with a first-round win. 5 seconds left and an MHMA foul. And back to the line will come Kara Paravel. 5 seconds remain. Gracie Babbitt, free throw, no good. Gracie was 2-2 at the free throw line. She's got 13 points tonight. This one is up and good. 39-31. And the ball will come in. They're going to let Bethany shoot it if she wants to. She does. It's off the rim. And that will do it. Final score tonight. Kara Paravel Latin School, 39. Morehill Mount Academy Lady Ravens, 31. And we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on Kara Radio 93.7. Stay tuned for post-game coverage featuring a game recap and your Bank of Atchison Player of the Game. That's coming up right after these messages from the Bank of Atchison.
There's nothing like a fresh new calendar year to get you thinking about goals and ideas. Hi, this is Chrissy Lumen of Union State Bank of Atchison, here to remind you, you can bring your ideas into any of our branches. Let's sit down and talk about what matters most to you as a new year arrives. From home loans to improvement projects or business expansions and ag loans, we are here for every new idea and adventure. Learn more at mybankusb.com, NMLS 654946, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, scrambler breakfast burritos, spicy chorizo breakfast burritos, potato ole scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
Kara Paravel Latin School came out really fast out of the gate, jumped to an 8-0 lead. Lady Ravens of Marlhomont Academy battled and scraped and tied the game in the third quarter, but Care Parabella was able to hold them off, winning it tonight 39-31. For the Lady Lions, 14 points led the way for Gracie Babbitt and a dozen for Allison Schwartz. For Marlhomont Academy, Zoe Steck had 13. And your Bank of Atchison player of the game tonight, Scarlett Bagley, 8 points, almost a double-double. She was a double-figure rebounds, and I tell you what, if there was somebody scrumming for a basketball, Scarlett was in the middle of it there tonight. It was 5 tonight for Hannah Coker, 3 this evening for Bethany Urban, and the final 2 scored by Hope Banowitz. Marlhomont Academy guys winning in the opening game tonight, and so they are going to move on to play Friday at 6:15. The MHMA girls will go on to play Thursday night at 7:45 back here in the Purple Gymnasium. Tomorrow night on Care Radio, tournament basketball from Oskaloosa. You'll hear a couple of games on Care Radio at 6 and about 7:45. Hey, we want to thank you for having joined us. I want to thank our man Joseph back at the Care Radio Studios for helping make it all come together. Until we greet you next time. For Joseph, Tom Counts here in McLeod, Kansas, saying so long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7. Keep up to date with game recaps and the latest sports schedule online at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.